This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began the 7th message in our series from the book of Jeremiah. It was a message about life not being fair. Jeremiah looks around at his life and he sees people who are wicked, meaning they reject the Lord, and they're prospering. He sees people who are faithless, meaning they don't believe anything spiritually, but their life is at ease. In other words, things are going well for them. And he's wondering the age-old question that perhaps you've wondered: why do the people who believe seem to suffer and the people who reject the Lord seem to be successful? We continue with a passage from the book of Psalm 73, where a man named Asaph asked the same question. We'll consider what he said as we continue this sermon from the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter. Life isn't fair. God bless you as you listen. And then from Psalm 73, the most famous passage of all about this resentment. Psalm 73 says, "For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They're free from the burdens common to man. They're not plagued by human ills." Verse 11, they say, "How can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge?" This is what the wicked are like, always carefree. They increase in wealth. "Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. In vain I have washed my hands in innocence." And then verses 16 and 17, "When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny." Then I understood their final destiny. Sometimes I save what I consider to be the most important thing till the end of the message. Sometimes I share it in the middle. Today I'm going to say it at the beginning. This is the most important thing I'm going to say, and it's this: don't base your opinion of God based on the distribution of wealth. Don't base your opinion of God based on the distribution of health. Base your opinion of God on the cross. Take all of your feelings of resentment. Take all your feelings of bitterness because somebody got something that you thought was coming to you, and then lay it at the cross, and you'll have a whole different attitude. Base those opinions of God and the Lord Himself based on the cross rather than what has come to you or hasn't come to you. I want to give you a few principles today to write down. The first principle I want you to remember is this: if you envy somebody, envy doesn't start out as bitterness, but it always ends up that way. You envy somebody long enough and you will become a bitter man or a bitter woman. Why? That's what happened to Asaph in Psalm 73. He said he became bitter. He became bitter. Envy doesn't start out as bitterness, but it always ends up that way. The more resentful you are, the more envious you are, the more bitter you will become. And when that resentment and envy gives way to bitterness, bitterness then becomes what I believe to be the cancer of the soul. Listen to that again. Bitterness becomes the cancer of the soul. My favorite preacher, Ben Hayden from Chattanooga, Tennessee, watched his own mother die of cancer. And yet he made one of the most offensive statements that offends people to this day when they hear it, but I believe he's right. He said he believes it's far better to have a physical cancer than it is to have the cancer of the soul, which is bitterness. Man, that's strong. That's a strong statement. Listen to it again. He said, "I believe that a person would be better off to have a physical cancer than to have the cancer of the soul, which is bitterness."
Well, you may not agree with that. I happen to agree with my good friend who died years ago, Ben Hayden, his statement about bitterness being the cancer of the soul. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.